A Democratic U.S. Senator and Republican congressman in central New York stood at the same podium this week, pushing a bipartisan effort to help create more manufacturing jobs. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Feldmeyer Equipment in Syracuse is a company that could use a hand. The firm that makes equipment for a wide range of industries, from pharmaceuticals to breweries, wants to stay in central New York. But Vice President Dave Pollack admits it's a challenge running a business in one of the highest taxed states in the nation.
We need to continue to grow the business, but we're doing it in New York, so we need to have some help.
That's where U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says the feds could step in. She's sponsoring legislation that would create a permanent program that designates local regions as manufacturing communities. That would allow businesses to become eligible for federal grants out of a $1 billion fund. She says that's the kind of thing that can offset New York's high taxes.
If you are a high-cost state like New York, you have to be able to access more capital to make up for that. And so if you can get lower-cost capital like a federal grant, which doesn't cost you anything, it's hugely important.
The Democrat is optimistic that this legislation, based on a law that's sunsetting soon, will go forward because it has Republican and Democratic supporters. Among them, Syracuse area Republican Congressman John Katko.
Parties shouldn't mean that you don't work together. I mean, if you're going to get stuff done in Congress, you have to reach across the aisle, and that's what we're doing.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.